this past week has been a formative time for Lake Elsinore. Mayor Steve Manos mused this week that Lake Elsinore and Temescal Valley residents have suffered through fires, floods, and now flowers since last August. And even though the city didn't expect an economic windfall from the bloom, Lake Elsinore is trying to pivot toward tourism, and he says the super bloom has been a great stress test. Local officials say they now have a plan to try to better control the throngs of visitors wanting to experience the rare wildflower bloom along the 15 corridor, and part of that plan includes capitalism. Lake Elsinore Police Chief Michael Lujan said yesterday that weekend visitors will no longer be allowed to park on streets near the Walker Canyon Trail leading through the patches of orange poppies. Rather, people will be sent to parking areas to buy tickets to board a shuttle to Walker Canyon. You want to walk through the poppies? You're going to have to buy a $10 shuttle ticket. Officials expect having to lay out cash could thin the crowds a bit. The Lake Elsinore area was swamped last weekend with about 150,000 people craving to see the super bloom spawned by the heavy winter rains. Officials had to shut access to the area Sunday as traffic was jammed and several public safety issues arose. People parked on the freeway, they got out of their cars, they were wandering through the fields. There was heat exhaustion, snake bites, and a pedestrian, a Lake Elsinore city official who was trying to help direct traffic, was injured after being clipped by a car. From today through this weekend, there will be a greatly increased and coordinated law enforcement process, making sure that the poppy watchers don't park on the freeway to look at the flowers. There will be a lot more people and signage and officials directing traffic away from closed roads to official parking lots where people will buy tickets to board shuttles to the Walker Canyon trails. The electronic changeable overhead message signs along the 15 and even on the 91 freeway in Orange County, Riverside, and Corona will keep motorists informed as to traffic conditions in and around Lake Elsinore, as well as the detours that will be in place. We have a detailed story with all of the plans to prevent another poppy apocalypse in Lake Elsinore at our website, kvcrnews.org.